Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning. How about that midweek? Wednesday morning, October the 11th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour, 38 degrees and clear here where we are.
Now, we have got a great guest here right off the bat this morning because there is a lot going on in the world. And from time to time, we like to visit with this person, and it's a name that everybody on planet Earth knows. Not just here in the United States, but on planet Earth. Probably the most famous and well-known name on planet Earth joins us here right off the bat this morning to discuss many things going on in his life.
Many
now, you see, he's already coming in here this morning.
I'm already ready.
He's already ready.
This is a tremendous introduction. I'm sorry I interrupted. Keep going, because I love it. I absolutely love it.
You're welcome. And he right now has had a little bit of trouble in his life, but we're going to discuss all that. We're going to clear all that up this morning, because we believe when you want to know something, you go right to the horse's mouth. And the horse's mouth here is connected to the 45th president of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump. President Trump, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm absolutely fantastic. Excuse me. I'm here in the lobby at Mar-a-Lago so everyone can hear this. You know, I'm thinking about putting a studio right inside Mar-a-Lago so everyone can see and witness these tremendous interviews I do with people like you. And like you said, you come right to the source. Don't ever listen to the fake news. Don't believe what your ears and your eyes here, if you know what I'm talking about, because I'm going to give you all the information you need to know, and it's going to be absolutely tremendous, and I'm going to give you the real stuff. Scott, how many years have we been doing these interviews on the radio? Have I ever lied to you once? What? Never. You can ask any of my wives. They know how truthful I am. By the way, I am Honesty Magazine. I'm probably the most honest person in the history of Honesty. And Honesty Magazine said I'm their man of the year. Pick up copies now.
where can you get Honesty Magazine?
Oh, you have to get it online, but it's a tremendous magazine. I read it all the time for the great interviews of honest people, like my good friend, like Mike Lindell, who's, they're just destroying Mike Lindell. They're just destroying Mike Lindell and his pillows. Mr. Pillow. I call him Pillow. I call him Mike Pillow.
You know, the great thing about interviewing you, President Trump, is you not only ask the questions, but you answer them. It's tremendous.
You know what, Scott? Honestly, I don't even need you. I could do this entire interview myself for 30, 40, 50, even 2 hours. You know, it's like my speeches, my incredible rally speeches where we have 50, 60, 75,000 people. I follow, you know, I fill stadiums. I fill absolute stadiums. It's truly, truly amazing. It's incredible.
Now, President Trump, I wanted to talk to you about these rallies since you brought it up there. In one of your recent rallies, there was some worry that you were referring to President Biden as President Obama, and you said we might be on the verge of World War II, which happened back in the 1940s. Could you clear that up for us?
Well, people say that when I'm talking, I'm kind of confused. I'm not confused. It's Sleepy Joe. You know Sleepy Joe, right? Oh, come on, man. What's going on? Oh, sarsaparilla. A bunch of malarkey. Oh, Jack. That's how he is. But when I talk, I'm very specific about Obama and how what he did to this country. You know, he made it illegal to have birthdays. Did you know that? He made it illegal for Christmas. I brought Christmas back. No one had Christmas. The 8 years Obama was the president, no Christmas. And now Everyone loves Christmas. Everyone loves Christmas. And you can say, you walk into any store. What's the biggest department store in the state of Ohio where you are?
Oh, I would probably say Walmart.
Walmart. Welcome to Walmart. The guy at the greeter. Biff or Chip or whatever. He'll go, Merry Christmas, Mr. Trump. I'll say, Merry Christmas, Biff. And then I walk around and buy all these fantastic products from China. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that I've done. And I've done very well. And don't think for a second I'm Mitch the Glitch. I'm totally, every second, I know exactly what I'm saying all the time.
So the 8 years under President Obama, we didn't celebrate Christmas or birthdays? I don't recall
nothing,
that.
Nothing. See, they said birthdays were ageist. So they wouldn't let you have birthdays. You know what I mean? Because they made people feel old. But, you know, it's okay to feel old. I feel fantastic. I'm 77, but you know who's 100? Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe is 100 years old. Did you know he fought in the War of 1812? Did you know that? No one talks about that. You know, he's so old, they discontinued his blood type. They're not making any more blood for Joe Biden, but they got plenty of blood for me because my blood is the best blood because I'm a stable genius. And they have my blood at MIT because my uncle, John Trump, and this is true. You can look this up on the Google. My uncle, John Trump, taught at MIT for 40 years. 40 years. And his blood is my blood. And my blood is his blood. And this land is your land. It was made for you and me. Mainly me. Because I'm so rich.
Well, you know, that's very interesting, former President Trump, because your richness, your wealth has been called into question recently during this fraud trial in New York, that maybe you had inflated property values and things of that nature, and you're not. You've been taken out of the Forbes big money.
Oh, who cares? It's all made up anyway. It's all fake news. It's all fake. None of those people are as rich as me. Listen, everything depends on my brand. The Trump name. No, you said it yourself. Excuse me. You said it yourself during the introduction, probably one of the greatest introductions in the history of introductions on radio. And you said, my name is my brand. And you said, I'm known all over the world. And when you have a brand like that, you can't even, what's the right terminology, estimate the value of it. Some days it's $5 trillion, and other days it's $5 billion, but it goes up and down. And that. But do you know any other builder in New York City, any other builder in the great city of New York? Do you know one? I didn't think so. You don't even have to answer, because I know the answers already. So my name is very, very valuable. And Forbes, let me tell you something about Forbes. Forbes is over. No one reads, and I don't mean that magazine. No one reads. So there's no printed copy. Forbes is a loser. They begged me to be on that list for years. Begged me. Sir, President Trump, can we put you on the list? I said, well, let me think about it. Okay, you can put me on the list. Now they go, oh, because I'm in legal trouble. You ever notice when you're in legal trouble, the rats, they jump ship. And now they're jumping ship on me. But I'm going to win all of these cases. I'm going to win. Maybe, you know, even the, we have a tremendous judge in Florida right now in the documents case. And I think we're going to win that too. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic. Those 11,000 documents, Scott, are mine. They're mine. I own them. It's called the Presidential Records Act. And with that, I can do anything. Anything I want. So I think, what was the original question? Oh, about the money. I'm very, very rich. So rich. Believe me, I have so much money, you have no idea.
So falling off the Forbes richest 400 people list does not bother you?
Does not bother. Who looks at that list anyway? Wannabe. People who want to be a billionaire. I am a billionaire. No one cares about it. Do you read Forbes?
You know, I have seen Forbes, yes.
You have seen, but do you read for it?
I read it. I do.
Okay, well, you're the one person, Scott. You're the one person. You're the worst example. You're the one person who reads it.
Well, I'm not sure if that was a compliment or not, but I'll take it as one.
I'm sure they take it as a compliment.
Let's talk a little bit about these documents that were down in Mar-a-Lago. Now, is it true? There has been some speculation now.
It's true. They raided my house. They didn't call. They didn't write. I didn't get a postcard from the corrupt, the National Archives, a bunch of radical, left-wing, fascistic, socialist communists. This group of elderly women are absolutely nutty. They're nutty. They have purple hair, and they're probably all, you know, they probably play for the other side.
Really? You just go that far?
Right, exactly. They're very bad people. The National Archivist, it's kind of like a hidden cabal of terrible, mean leftists over there. Anybody who likes to be a librarian, you know they're... That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, former President Trump, I wanted to get to this because one of your former longtime assistants told federal investigators that you repeatedly wrote to-do lists on documents that were marked classified.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I do love to-do lists, and I probably just grab, you know, I used to have post-it notes, the wonderful people at 3M, and they stopped sending them to me, so they're not so wonderful anymore, but I didn't have any post-it notes, and I probably just grabbed the first thing, and when I saw that it was classified, that meant it was classified to me, so I know what she's saying, and I like her a lot. I'm sure she's just misunderstanding the situation. When I see top secret, ultra top secret, classified, I put my list on those because that list, to me, is classified, ultra top secret. You see what I'm saying, Scott? You see how she misinterpreted what happened?
Yeah, I can see where there'd be a misinterpretation there.
Exactly. So when I say... go pick up Melania at the airport. That's classified.
Now, where is Melania? We don't see a whole lot of her.
Well, you know, she's very, very busy. As you know, Scott, she's an incredibly busy woman. She speaks 5 languages. Unfortunately, none of them is English. She loves to travel. She's a great first lady. She travels the world, and she shops. She helps other countries' economy by shopping at Hermes, Tiffany, but she does it in all the other countries, which I think is wonderful. And I think we know that she's probably the smartest first lady ever because she started the whole thing of social distancing 4 years ago, long before COVID. I would go to hold her hand, she'd smack it away. She's very, very smart. She knew social distancing before anybody.
Well, there's that. Well, let's get to this fraud trial in New York. Now, there have been some interesting developments in this. All the Trump business certificates have been revoked in New York. You cannot... Well, how can you do business there, former President Trump?
You can't. They don't want me there. They just don't want me there. It's very, very sad. It's very, very sad. We have some people here. I'm in the, like I said, I have my wonderful team here at Mar-a-Lago. They're cleaning up. The place is very clean. If anybody wants to become a member, it's only $250,000 initiation. We've got some wonderful people. A great Australian billionaire was here. I had a wonderful conversation with him. Showed him some great stuff that I have. It was very nice. Very nice.
So not
but going back to this terrible fraud trial, it's all made up. And I think you know this, victimless crime. I'm going to keep saying that to the end, victimless crime.
Haven't some people who worked for you ended up in prison?
Not for them, it was a crime. But, you know, for me, it's not a crime. Yeah, unfortunately, what they've done to my COO, Weisselberg,
isn't it? Yeah.
Well, whatever, I'm not that close to him. He basically got coffee. You know, I do everything there. I do everything. He worked for my father. He's been with me for 45 years. Say his name again. Weisselberg?
Weisselberg. Yeah.
You see that? I barely knew the guy. That means he didn't really probably do that much, and I just found out during the trial. Did you know that he is not an accountant? Could you believe this? The chief operating officer of my company was not an accountant, and I feel I was misled, Scott. I was misled by Alan Weisselberg. I found his name on a piece of paper that says classified. I just found it.
Really? Did you have a to-do list on there?
I did, and the cleaning lady almost took it, Esmeralda. I quickly grabbed it from her.
Well, you know, one other thing that's come out of this fraud trial is you made some comments about a clerk of the judge in this fraud trial.
Having
some kind of relationship with Chuck
yes.
Schumer, and now
she's
you have
sleeping.
A
get. She's sleeping with
no, no.
Chuck Schumer.
Watch it.
I should say crying Chuck Schumer. Crying Chuck. Crying Chuck. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? The clerk of the court is working against me. It's so sad. They've planned this for years. It's very, very sad what they're doing. I know you don't want to get in trouble on the radio, but look into this. Look into this. You will see that he has had her as a what do you call that in the Italians? They call it a gumar or something like that. So we're going to find out a lot more. And listen, it's okay for me to do this and make this is news. They say, oh, you're threatening people. This is news. I'm like TMZ. I'm breaking news.
But President Trump, I'm worried now because what I was getting at there was because of this comment that you made about the clerk and Chuck Schumer, you have a gag right. order placed on you. You're not supposed to talk about this, and you just talked about it.
Oh, who cares? What are they going to do? Arrest me? I've already been arrested 4 times. And by the way, never surrender. Never surrender, except after the 4th time. Then you can surrender. But you know what I'm saying? But 5, 10, 15 arrests, nothing's going to stick. I'm going to be, listen, a year from now, well, a little more than a year from now, November 5th, we're going to have the election, and I'm going to win. Sleepy Joe's going to be like, and I'm going to roll right back into the White House, and things are going to be great. People are going to be very happy. I'm going to arrest all the Democrats. It's going to be great, and people are going to be very very happy, believe me. Mass arrest.
Now you're going to arrest all the Democrats in office or just in the country?
Just in the country. I have an incredible legal team, Jacoby and Myers, and they're coming up with a fantastic plan. First, we get the elected officials crying, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Shifty Schiff, and then there's going to be some rhinos, too. I may arrest Mitt Romney because he's basically a Democrat. Did you know that?
Mitt Romney.
It's true. Yes.
My goodness.
He says he's a Republican, but he doesn't like me. And if you're a Republican and you don't like me, that means you're a Democrat.
I didn't realize that was the litmus test.
Oh, that is, exactly. I like that word, litmus. That was one of the characters on Peanuts, and I loved Peanuts because it was very funny and Charlie Brown. But he was a loser. But Lucy, she was a winner because she would pull the ball away, and then he would fall on his backside.
I believe that was Linus, not Litmus, but that's okay. Don't worry.
Oh, that's right. Linus played the piano. He was probably, you know, a little light in the loafers.
Okay, well, you know, I like to move to our district here, here in Ohio, because well, let's go where the story started, because we want to get your thoughts.
Yeah, who's Jim Jordan?
Jim Jordan is our congressman. Yes.
Oh wow, he's fantastic. He's great. He rolls over people in congressional hearings. He doesn't listen to anybody. He's probably the greatest congressman in history because he doesn't care what you say. He only cares about what he says, and that's the sign of a true leader.
You know, a lot of people have said that he has patterned himself after you.
I think he has, except he's not as good looking. He's shorter than me. He doesn't have 1/10 my money. And I keep telling him, Jim, put on a sports coat. And he doesn't listen. He's like a little gorilla. And why does he have a 5 o'clock shadow at 10 a.m.? That's what I want to know.
I thought you liked him.
I do. I do like him. You hear what I say about people I don't like.
But you're taking shots. Anyway, well, let's get on to somebody maybe you don't like. Former Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, cut a deal with the Democrats, amongst many other Republicans also cut this deal. There were only a few that did not. And now he's no longer Speaker of the House, which is why we're going to talk about Jim Jordan here in just a second. But what did you make of that whole debacle that went on in Congress, and also the fact that you were nominated as a possible replacement for Speaker of the House McCarthy?
Well, let's start with first things first. I told McCartney that do not, whatever you do, negotiate with the Democrats. I said, we need to shut the country down and to teach the Democrats a lesson. And he said, oh, sir, if we shut the country down, it'll be bad for the Republicans. I said, well, just blame it on the Democrats. Shut the country down, because I did it twice. Do you know the longest government shutdown was under me? Did you know that? Listen, when I do shutdowns, I do shutdowns. I do tremendous shutdowns. No one shuts down the country the way I shut down the country. So he wouldn't listen to me on that. And I think it's very bad when Democrats and Republicans negotiate. That's no way to run a country. That's no way to run a country. One party in charge. But he blew it, and now he's out. And listen, by the way, he barely got in. He barely got in. But luckily, Matt Gaetz led the charge and got him out. Maybe Jim will be. I would love for Jim to be the speaker, because he'll just barrel through everybody. They'll say, point of parliamentary procedure. They'll say, shut up. And I think that's the way to run the government. As far as me becoming speaker, if they want me, I'd be more than happy to do it. But I don't like all that, you know, the gentle lady from Wisconsin. None of the ladies, they're all nasty, nasty women. And if I don't like somebody, I don't want to say the gentleman from Pennsylvania. I don't want to say that. I'll probably come up with a name for the people, like the crying Chuck Schumer. That's what I would probably do. And then I'd get in trouble because of these stupid rules in the House.
Yeah, you know, former President Trump, rules have never really meant a whole lot to you. Now, do you think this could be the cause of some of your many troubles that you have right now?
Well, what people have to remember is I've never had a job. I've never had a boss. I've never had to deal with an HR department because, you know, I was born. I worked for everything, of course. You know, when I was a kid, my father gave me $14 million and said, go start your own business. And I blew through that. And then he just gave me more money. But that's the way, that's what rich people do. That's what rich people do. But I don't want to listen to anybody. I like to do things my way, and I've always been a success. Always been a success. I mean, look at Atlantic City. Was that absolutely amazing? Trump Airline, huge. Trump Vodka, huge. Trump Mortgage, huge. I mean, all of these were so big and successful, I had to retire them because we were making too much money on all these different businesses.
So what's going to happen there in the House of Representatives? Do you think your buddy Jim Jordan's going to get the position?
I would think so. I mean, I know no Democrat's going to vote for him, but I think we have enough votes among the Republicans. I know it's a razor-thin, you know, it's razor-thin over there, but we're going to fix that because we're redistricting like crazy all over the country, and we are going to have a Republican majority in even Democratic states, which I think is incredible, which you can do with redistricting.
Well, that's very nice to hear. Now we've got to talk about this quickly here, former President Trump, because you are running for president again, as you mentioned earlier.
I am, and I'm leading by 60%. Leading by 60%. But oddly, Chris Christie has 75%. Oh, wait a minute, that's his body fat. Never mind.
Now, you and he do not get along.
More chins than a Chinese phone book, that guy. It's unbelievable. Did you know his A1C is WTF? Did you know that?
Oh, no. Okay. Well, Chris Christie is not very happy with you, and I think he has called you a coward for not showing up to these debates to face him.
What is he? Listen, he thinks he's always like, I was a federal United States attorney. I was a federal. Who cares? Who cares? I was never an attorney or a federal government attorney, and I'm doing great. He can't even get, what is he, 6%? He's 6%? Give me a break. The guy's never going to be, you know, people say about my weight, because I only weigh 215 pounds and I'm 6'3". Look at this guy's shape. Look at this guy. He's shaped like a weeble. He's shaped like a weeble. You know what I'm saying? So he's not the smartest guy. He's not the most in shape guy. Nobody likes him. I mean, he destroyed New Jersey, which wasn't that hard to do because it's a mess. But he is not going to be president. He should shut up and get behind me.
Now, what do you make of the other myriad of candidates there? You know, we have Nikki Haley. We have DeSantis. Right. We have... Yeah, who do you like there?
Well, I certainly
Pence.
Don't like Ron
Pence is there.
Oh,
there? Pence, your former vice president.
Who?
Mike
Scott
Pence.
Who?
Yeah, I know.
Scott? Mike Scott, are you there? I'm losing you, Scott. Every time you say that name, we get a crappier connection. Listen, he's going nowhere. I think we can all agree on that, right? Do you think this guy's going to win? No, not a chance. He's out. Okay, Ron the Backstabber, he thinks he's so smart because he was a JAG. I watched that TV show. I never liked it. He's out. Vivek Ramaswamy. Vivek Ramaswamy. The guy's teeth are far too big for his head. And every time I see him, his hair gets higher. So he's going in the wrong way. He looks like Little Richard 1959. He's out. Who else do we have? We already talked about Chris.
Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley. Yeah, I have to say, I like Nikki. I like Nikki. But, you know, here's the thing with Nikki. Did you know that's not even her name? Did you know that's not even her name?
I didn't know
her
that.
Name, she says she's Nikki Haley. She's not Nikki Haley. She's like Zapreet Brahma Patel or something like that. So I don't think we can trust anybody. I mean, who would give her a job? Who would give her a job? Right? Who would put her in charge of anything? I can't believe she was the governor of Nebraska or North Carolina or something, one of the N states. So I don't think she's going to make it. You can't trust her. But I do like the way she was punching Vivek in the head. That was great. That was good television, even though I didn't watch the debates.
I can tell you didn't watch the debates. Now, didn't right. Nikki Haley work for you?
Oh, I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
The 29th U.S.
You ever do one of these things where they show a photo with me with somebody? Scott, I take a lot of photos. I take a lot of photos.
But I believe, just to clear it up, she was the 29th United States Ambassador to the United Nations for 2 years, from January.
I don't know. I think that was a bunker. I think a bunker. I wanted okay. to have a bunker.
Now, well, what happens to your kids here? The Trump business certificates in New York have been pulled.
You know what? I am concerned about Don. I'm very concerned about Don Jr. because he's very emotional. You'll watch his videos. He's just like, wow. I don't know. He loves those rock stars and those Red Bulls and all that stuff. So I'm a little concerned about him. Eric's always been on his own. You know, I don't even think he's my son, to tell you the truth. So, you know, Ivana may have been with somebody. I don't know. It could be. And somebody told me I have a daughter named Tiffany. This is news to me. So I obviously have more kids floating around than I realize.
Former President Trump, we've only got 2.5 minutes left here, and we haven't even gotten to this, so we've got to touch on it very quick.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, two federal indictments, a state indictment in New York, a state indictment right. in Georgia, 91 felony counts, and by the way, your mugshot was taken. First president in the history of the United States to have their mugshot mm-hmm. taken. What do you make of all this in a tin-type fashion in 2 minutes?
Okay, well, first of all, the mugshot made me money. We made over $10 million in like 7 days from the mugshot photo and the T-shirts. So I don't care that I'm under indictment. I don't care that there's 91 charges. It doesn't matter what I do, Scott. No matter what I do, my people will vote for me. More than half the country. So I'm going to win. They don't care if I chainsaw, the Declaration of Independence. They don't care. So I'm going to win based on that. Concerning the case in Florida, I think we all know that, you know, thousands and thousands of dead people voted. They've got videos of cemeteries of zombies going to different voting stations and voting. It was like Dawn of the Dead. So we have the video proof for that, and we're going to win. We're going to win that case. And in New York, well, I think we know that's a civil case. That doesn't count at all, other than they just want to bankrupt me. What was the other case you mentioned? Where's the other case?
Well,
D.C., January 6th. I think we're going to be exonerated on that. It was very, very peaceful. Very peaceful. And I think that sometimes you got to like let people know, like, hey, we weren't happy about this. And we let them know we weren't happy. And things have already changed. And I think we're doing that. By the way, Jim Jordan, I was talking to him constantly that day. And he said I was doing great. And he's in the house. He's practically an attorney. But, of course, he's a wrestler coach. So I think he did a fantastic job guiding me through January 6th.
Former President Trump, with a minute left to go, why should people vote for you with all this going on as we head into 2024?
Well, that's simple. That's actually very, very simple. All of this stuff that's happening, and what am I doing? I'm on the phone with you. I'm doing rallies. What do I care about most? Getting out in front of people. Now, a lot of people, when they're in legal trouble, they fall apart. They fall apart. They can't even think. But I can think under incredible pressure, under 91 criminal charges. I can think, I can do, and I can execute and run this country like nobody else. And I think you're going to see that when I'm back in, and all this stuff's just going to fade away. And listen, right now, when I was president, women were better looking, people made more money, television was better. Now what do we have? Very unattractive women, everyone's depressed, it's very sad, and there's nothing good on any of the streaming channels. So I think under me, we're going to see a lot of things improve, a lot of things improve, especially, and I don't want to get into the Middle East, but that would never have happened under me.
Would never have happened. I know you have to go, former President Trump, but once again, you've been coming on now for, I believe, more than 8 years on this program. And
can you believe this? It's incredible. You haven't paid me once. It's so sad.
Well, I know you need the money, but we can only do so much. But I appreciate
my
you.
My legal issues are killing me, Scott.
I know.
But that's okay.
But I
just don't pay my attorneys. That's the best way to do it. I thought that's what I said to Mike Lindell and to Rudy. Just don't pay them. Just don't pay them.
President Trump, thank you so much for getting up early this morning and stopping by and filling us in on all that is Trump.
Thank you. See you, Scott.
See ya. And as always, we want to make mention very quickly that President Trump is portrayed on this program by John D. Domenico. Brilliantly. My goodness gracious. What a fun way to start the morning that was. All right, phone lines are open, 45 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have anything to say, give us a buzz here. What a way to start the morning here on this midweek Wednesday morning, 46 minutes past the hour. You know, he just does that so well, and it's all, you know, I don't know. Funny, funny guy, and I think one of the things that is interesting about that is that, I hope on the whole that we can laugh at ourselves. That, you know, as times go on and things get very serious in this country, that one thing that we're able to do is always laugh at ourselves and have some fun. And I think with that particular segment on the show, hopefully we can continue to laugh and hopefully have some fun. So that's what that was all about. And we thank John D. Domenico for joining us this morning and portraying President Trump, which he has done so brilliantly for many years for us now. But he was running into a ballroom this morning. He had to be in the ballroom at 8:45 this morning. So he was running in there as we were wrapping up that interview. All right. Again, phone lines are open here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have anything to say, give me a buzz. We always enjoy hearing from you, the listening audience out there. Okay, well, what a way to start the morning here. Oh, what else is going on in the world today? Well, I had a whole thing yesterday. Now, I told this story yesterday morning, and a matter of fact, this seems to be one of our ongoing stories. as time goes on. But here's what happened. Okay, last May, I'm only going to fill you in on this again because we got some emails on this yesterday. I guess this was last May. Someone told me they were going to get me a gift. They said I would like this gift. It was going to be a personalized gift, and all this was going to be great and hunky-dory and happy, and it was all going to be great. So then the gift did not show up last May. And then nobody mentioned anything in May or June or July or August or September. And then we got to October, and I saw this person on Monday, and I said, hey, you know, what happened with that gift? A matter of fact, I didn't even have to say what happened to the gift because the person already knew what I was talking about or was going to ask them. And they said they had gotten me a succulent. Now, I had no idea what in the world a succulent was, but apparently a succulent is a plant kind of like aloe vera that you don't need to water, you don't need to do anything with.
And apparently there was some kind of saying on this succulent, but it is not a craft project or anything like that. Now, I'm not sure how the saying is on there. I don't know if it's on the pot. I don't know if it's on, if it's put up by popsicle sticks and a saying that. I'm not really even sure how this saying is on there, but it all sounded like a great, nice idea. So the person said, well, I'm going to bring you that succulent. Well, yesterday the succulent did not show up. So the whole reason I'm saying this is because my theory on the whole thing at this point is that I don't believe there ever was a succulent. I don't believe there ever was a gift. And again, it's not about the gift. You know, who needs a gift? You don't need a gift to be somebody's friend or to get along with them. I'm just saying, I think what happened here is the person said, I have a gift, but yet they really didn't. You know, they just wanted to seem like they were on the ball. So essentially, I don't think there is a succulent. I don't know where succulent came from, because that just doesn't seem like a normal gift that you would get somebody. Now, maybe it is. Maybe that's a gift, a common gift nowadays that you get people. But that's the way it is. So in any event, while the show was on yesterday, or maybe it was right after the show, I got an email from one of our listeners out there, Linda. Linda, who listens every morning. Linda, thank you for listening to the program every morning. She sent me an email that said, succulent plants are very popular now. Yes, some people write little messages on popsicle sticks and stick them in the dirt. My daughter has a few artificial ones in her home, not live because of her cats. You will have to sign up for a horticulture class at Tri Rivers. Now, that is for sure, because obviously I have no idea what succulents are. But that's the way it goes. So does anybody have anything to say about these succulents? And do you think this was a put-up job? Do you really think that this gift existed? Because I believe the reason the gift did not show up yesterday was because I don't think the gift ever. I don't think the gift exists. I think if it ever does show up, that she'll actually have to go out and buy a succulent and give it to me, because I think it wasn't there in May. I don't think it sat in her house all summer. It just seems a little suspect to me. And again, this is not a bad thing. This does not make somebody a bad person. I just think it's a little shifty, in my opinion. So, what do you think? Does anybody have an opinion on that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you find this a little shifty? This whole story that is revolving around succulents, which apparently is some kind of a plant. Some kind of a plant like aloe vera. So, if I ever get poison ivy, and a succulent actually does show up, all I'll have to do is rub the plant, and the poison ivy will go away. But that's the feeling on the succulent. I just don't know. It doesn't seem like a true story to me. I hate to question the honesty of this person, because I think this is a very, very, very nice person. But I just think that, you know, maybe they came up with something. But we'll see as time goes on. Again, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, we did the story yesterday on the Missouri teacher who I think is about to be let go of her job, let go from her job. Because she had a MyFans account in which she was earning apparently an extra $8,000 to $10,000 a month for herself. You know, little pocket money, little extra spending money. You know, I don't know. Let's take the phone call here and we'll come back to this. Oh, you know what? I think this is actually a telemarketer. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. This is Dr. Ruth. This time, Eric, I wanted to thank you for having my friend Donald J. Trump on the radio. He was very, very good.
You know, Dr. Ruth, I saw the number that came up there. Where are you calling from this morning? That's a very unique number.
We're looking at the Trump Tower and seeing if it's going to be changed to something else. That's why I'm calling from there.
Oh, you're in Chicago this morning, doing some work there.
Very, very cold here, yes, very cold. But I was looking at the Trump Tower, and it is still there.
It's still there.
Yes, you know, I've met Donald Trump. I know you asked me previously, what is he like in person? And I will never tell you. It's just a secret, Scott, a secret.
It's a secret. You know, you seem very excited this morning, Dr. Ruth.
Well, yes, I had a couple of cups of coffee at the coffee shop in Chicago.
Did you? Now, what did you make of President Trump on this morning? Were you surprised that I had him here first thing?
Well, you are the interviewer to the stars, Scott, so what else would I expect out of you? You are the best interviewer, but sometimes you ask the questions. I'm not going to give you answer to questions.
Now, did you feel I was a little hard on former President Trump?
No, Scott, you were very, very good. I really enjoyed the interview.
Now, Dr. Ruth, there in Chicago, do you know what a succulent is?
Well, I think it's like a cactus. I don't know, though, but we don't have those in New York City because it rains too much, so we don't have cactus.
You don't have cactus. So, Dr. Ruth, we haven't heard from you in a while. What are you staying busy with?
Well, I've been just hanging out and visiting the Trump Tower, or seeing if it's there at least. And as I said, it still has Trump Tower. Yes, just doing well. And hopefully you can get me on the show again, because I really enjoy being on your program. But please don't ask me questions like, am I in a relationship, or what is Donald Trump like in person?
Yeah, well, just send over a list of things you don't want to be asked, and we'll just keep those off the record.
No problem. I know your colleague Adam is a very, very big fan of mine, and I want to say hello, Adam. Thank you for being such a good fan and for reading my book. Well, you're a very, very good person.
Did reading your book, do you know if that helped Adam in any way?
Oh, probably. I'm sure it did.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear it. Well, thank you, Dr. Ruth, for calling in from Chicago.
Welcome, Scott. Stay well.
Bye-bye. All right, well, it's a star-studded morning here this morning. Former President Donald Trump and Dr. Ruth Westheimer. How about that? I'll tell you, it's flying around here this morning. 56 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you ever feel like you're in the middle of a Twilight Zone episode? That's kind of where we are this hour. Former President Trump and Dr. Ruth Westheimer. Well, doesn't get any better than that, does it? 740-751-4038. If you have anything to say, give us a buzz here. We're having a very interesting time here this morning on the program. Talking about succulents in the middle of all of it. I how in the world have I gone through my entire life and never heard that word? Never heard that word succulent. You know, and why is this a good gift? Is this what you should get everybody for Christmas? You know, the holiday season is not too far off. Should it just be succulents for everybody at this point? I don't know. Apparently, what I need to do is go buy a bunch of succulents, get a bunch of popsicle sticks, and just put sayings in the succulents and then give them to people. And apparently this is a top-notch gift nowadays. Is that what people would want? Is that what you do during the holidays? I mean, you could write all kinds of interesting little Christmas quotes or Hanukkah quotes or Kwanzaa quotes in plants at the holiday season. Can you get succulents during the month of December? Is it conducive weather-wise to have succulents in December? I don't know. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have anything you'd like to say, give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you here on this program. That is why we're here, to hear from the listening audience. We're going to have pumpkin pizza coming up on October 27th, or jack-o'-lantern pizza, or something to do with Halloween, courtesy of Bob Welsh in Columbus, Ohio. That's a Friday coming up later this month, the last Friday before Halloween. The big Halloween celebration coming up
Will Halloween be a big thing this year? Will everybody get their costumes out? Hard to tell. Probably. You know, the trunk-or-treats have become the big thing, as opposed to trick-or-treat, going door-to-door. But, well, you never know. You never know how something's going to turn out that's outside. You know, this is an outside event. And I think it's mostly dependent on weather, is really where this all lives and dies, a successful Halloween. And the weather got a little rough there the last few days, but not so bad right now. Not too bad at all. Mornings are a little chilly, but the afternoons and evenings are not that bad. So I guess we'll take it. We're coming up on a break here. Again, we thank former President Donald Trump for being on, and Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And, of course, we thank John DiDomenico for joining us as well. We're going to take a slight break, but we're coming back in less than 15 minutes. Don't you dare switch that aisle. Much more on The Morning Show here on WGH Talk. Don't go away.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you.
I know.
Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but
I can tell. With it,
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
When the way your arms got going, I never asked anybody that question. No,
I wouldn't even know. To 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.